Hi, Elle. What's up?
You know, Don, I just got off the phone with my friend. She's had a run of bad luck with relationships. She says that from now on, she's only going to date musicians.
Why? She really loves music?
No, that's not it. She thinks that somehow musicians are better than non-musicians at understanding emotions. That seems a little far-fetched to me.
Actually, Ayel, there is some evidence that people with musical training are better at picking out emotional cues and sound than people without the same musical background. A team of neuroscientists at Northwestern University compared the auditory brainstem responses of musicians and non-musicians to different emotion-laden human sounds, like crying babies. The results were not exactly what the researchers expected. They found that musicians' brainstems paid attention to a more complex part of the sound known to carry more emotional elements, but their brains tended to de-emphasize the simpler part of the sound, which carries less emotional content. This wasn't true for non-musicians. The more musical experience and training a musician had, the more their nervous system seemed able to process emotion and sound. The auditory centers in their brainstems showed a greater response than those of the non-musicians to these complex sound cues.
Wow, Don, that's really interesting. Those results seem to suggest that more experience and expertise with sound can actually change how your brain works. Maybe my friend is onto something with her plan to only date musicians.
Well, musicians might be better at hearing the emotions in your voice, but that doesn't mean they're any better at knowing what to do about it.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University.
Today's program was prepared by Sue Ann Zollinger with help from Karen Harmon James in Psychological and Brain Sciences. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.